You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And we have a very interesting show this evening because we have a whole studio full of people. Everybody's clapping in the background. Yeah, there's so many people here. We have the paparazzi is here. We have all kinds of things going on. I think this is a world record for as many people as ever been in the studio at one time. But we're going to have a fun time because we're talking once again with people from Theater by the Sea. Amy Turner, who is the producing artistic director. I think I got it right. Correct, Amy?
You did. Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us once again. We're going to be talking about the upcoming production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And we have very fortunate to have the two stars of the show here with us. And that's why the paparazzi has followed them here. We have Jason Gilman is here. Jason, and what part are you playing, Jason?
I play Freddie Benson, Mike. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. We're going to get a lot of information about Jason, tell you about his camera that he brought with him, and he's taking pictures of things underneath the desk right now. But
your legs, Mike. Your legs.
It's just my legs. And also here playing the other part, I guess, is because they're co-stars. Is that correct? I would be.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So co-stars is Al Bandonis. Is that correct?
That is correct. Right? Thanks for having us, Mike.
Al, nice to have you here with us. And Al, let's start with you and just tell us a little bit about, first of all, the character you play, and then maybe a little bit about where you come from.
In Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, I played Lawrence Jameson, who is a very wealthy, very sophisticated English gentleman living on the French Riviera.
Ah, mais oui.
Oui. Je parle français aussi.
And quit giving away lines from the show, you guys.
And his dirty little secret is that he's a con man. And into Lawrence's world stumbles Freddie Benson, kind of turns Lawrence's life upside down.
I see. All right. And Al, where is your, where do you come from? First of all, where do you grow up?
Originally I'm from Connecticut, from Old Saybrook, Connecticut. So just
that's
about
not real
half.
Exciting. Couldn't you have come up with like Hawaii? You were born, you know, in a dugout canoe or something like that?
Well, I think it's a rather exciting place to grow up.
Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
We have a lot of listeners in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. So if there's anybody you want to say hi to, now's the time to do it. Do you have any friends left there?
Well, my family owns Thurston's at the Old Saybrook Shopping Center. So a shameless plug.
What is
go and tell my mother. You know,
what
you
is
said
Thurston's?
Hi. It's a women's sportswear store. It's the oldest retail establishment in Old Saybrook.
All right. Well, everybody that's listening down in that area, hard down to Thurston's and get some old clothes.
But one of the... I wouldn't say that.
You said it's the oldest store. I figured
it
would have
the oldest store.
I see, but they have new clothes all the time.
No, it's great. It's better women's sportswear.
All right, well, that's interesting.
Had that for
that's interesting. And then you went to school in this area or someplace else?
I went to high school in New Hampshire at Phillips Exeter and Columbia for college.
Okay. All the way to South America for college. Amazing. But I'm sure you've heard that a million times. But anyway, Jason, let's get to you. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida. So in the sun.
In the sun in St. Petersburg. School down in that area too?
Yeah, I went to University of Florida. Very happy and proud Gator fan.
All right. Everybody has
Go
to be
Gators.
Somebody.
Go Gators, as Go it Gators. Says in my bio.
All right, we'll get back to each of you, but let's go off to Amy and talk about the show a little bit. It opens this week, right?
It does indeed. We start previews on Wednesday, and it'll open on Friday night.
Friday night, so it's coming up quickly, and the two of you are deep in rehearsal at this point, I would imagine.
That is correct.
All right. Well,
Amy's cracking the whip.
All right, we're gonna have a lot of opportunity to talk today. Amy's brought some music from the show with her, but I'm gonna let Amy tell you about the first piece, and we'll get started with some music.
Yeah, we go right into a song called Give Them What They Want, which is sort of the con man's anthem, if you will. And it is right at the beginning, and I think it'll help everybody sort of explain where these gentlemen come from.
All right, give them what they want.
Left hand, side pocket, right arm, akimbo and relaxed. Head up, gaze steady, now you're ready, so you stroll in. Survey them, your world, they're all invited guests. Feel out how to play them, and remember this, you're giving them what they want. Zabazooie, giving them what they want, an adventure all their own. Giving them what they want, like they're in a movie. I never forget that what they want is half smile.
Demi Surreal,
David Niven,
put on a bold
countenance, was tragic and amused. High style,
hey, come here, fool.
That's a given.
And don't forget,
all I'm doing is I'm giving them what they want. I do. Specifically what they want. All tied up with a bow. For as the poet said,
Keats,
truth is beauty,
and that is all you really need to know.
Your grace.
This lady is Lenore. She feels her life's become a bore. You see, her husband's 94 this May. But hey, she's down for 50 mil in an addendum to his will. And wherever there's a will, there is a way. I always say,
give them what they want,
smooth and breezy,
exactly what they want,
an escape from the ennui,
give them what they want,
nothing cheap or cheesy,
remember what they really want is,
exhibit B,
Sophia, loaded down with lira, spied a gray hair in the mirror, so she made a resolution to cuddle loose. Her family fortune is obscene. Her dad invented Orangina. Now sit back and watch while I turn up the juice.
Tom off,
Tom off
the illusion.
On
fantasy, the man to see is you.
And so,
and so,
and so,
in conclusion,
all you do.
Never close the door.
Give them what they want.
Till it's time to cash in.
And then you've got to leave them wanting.
More, 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 more.
Remember what they really want is,
what we really want is,
me.
May we?
Well, now that we're back, let's talk a little bit about how the two guys actually get together. Well, how does the storyline go? Do you want to start that, Amy?
Sure. Lawrence is in the French Riviera, and through a series of circumstances, Freddie ends up also in the French Riviera. And they decide, Freddie asks, I guess you would say, if Lawrence can help him. And Lawrence decides that he can. Now, there's a third partner in all of this, in a way, which is the chief of police, which is, his name is Andre. And he actually sings the next song in caution to what perhaps might happen if these two gentlemen do try and start to work together.
That sounds good.
Heavy pause. But I do think that, you know, we really get to a place where, as Al alluded to earlier, that, you know, the circumstances are such that perhaps the world begins to unravel, that what they both feel they want from each other and what they feel they can accomplish might not be quite as easy to accomplish as they both feel it could be.
Well, as I mentioned, Lawrence is this very sophisticated, very proper gentleman. And Freddie,
on the flip side,
is quite the opposite. So while the two guys are kindred spirits, mm-hmm. they have two very different styles. And Freddie really wants to emulate Lawrence.
Yeah, I think Freddie has the opportunity when he sees how you live and how you operate your version of the con, mm-hmm. That I think I need to live like this.
The rewards are greater
yes.
on my end.
And so please, please teach me what you know.
Please. And just like in My Fair Lady, Henry Higgins decides to transform Eliza Doolittle.
I am fair.
Rather.
I'm rather fair.
Little girl in Covent Garden. Lawrence decides that he is going to undertake the challenge of transforming Freddie from this mm-hmm. brash American into somebody a little more sophisticated.
And you need a little bit of a challenge, too. You're
exactly.
a little bored with the game.
I kind of have the same routine down, and it's time right. to spice it up a bit, and I think Freddie might just be the distraction that I need.
Now, is it safe to say, I think a lot of people that are listening to the show are actually wondering, now, I've saw the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and I would think most people, when they hear that name, they had seen the movie with Michael Caine and Steve Martin. And so they have a kind of an idea, is it the play that we're about to see when we all go to the Theater by the Sea to see this, is it follow pretty much the characterizations that you're describing?
I'd say it follows it pretty closely with the addition of this wonderful music, which we're hearing intermixed throughout the program.
Which
tonight.
Doesn't happen in the movie, so
right.
that's another reason.
So it really adds to it, and we were just saying during the break there that how I was commenting that I just this music is so wonderful and...
It's exciting
it's so
and
cleverly
clever.
Written. Yeah, and it's very, very funny.
You know, the one thing that we have to remember is that this is a comedy. I mean, as Jason just said, it's the comedy and the humor. It's madcap entertainment, and then the music just brings it to another level. But it is a stage adaptation of the movie.
Okay. And I guess the madcap part will be illustrated in this next song called Chimp in a Suit. So here we go.
Dress up a monkey in Armani. He may seem precocious and cute. Despite all that primping, you still got the chimp in a suit. Teach him the second verse of Swanee and most of Moon River to boot. Sure, people will gape, but you still got an ape in a suit. Spritz him till wet with the eau de toilette, and you're still gonna get a stench. Dump on him well in a quart of Chanel. It won't cover the smell. I should know, I'm French. Take him to see Don Giovanni. Show him Cezanne's lovely fruits. Teach him to cook from Escoffier's book. He's still a gorilla on croûte. You still got that chimp in a suit. Shaved off his fur, decked him out in couture, and endowed him with pure savoir-faire. You dressed him up fancy and trained him to dance. He remains a chimpanzee, he's not Fred Astaire. Give him a dandy little topper, tie on a natty cravat. Buy him a castle, he'll still be an asshole, and nothing you do will change that. Just a stinky little minky and a dinky little sod and a cheap little head.
So now that we have everybody in a good mood after listening to this music, I want to ask Amy to give us some phone numbers and email addresses, web addresses, whatever, how people can find out about more about the show.
Well, I always like to point people first to our website, which is very easy, theaterbythesea.com, all one word. And there's ticket information. You can actually buy tickets, and any phone numbers that they would need are also on the website. But for those with pencil and paper, it's 401-782-8587, which translates into TKTS. And everybody's ready to sell you a ticket. It's really going to be fun.
And you can also walk up to the box office, make a trip down to Theater by the Sea, and take a stroll through the beautiful gardens down there. Maybe have some little refreshment at the bistro and take that in and walk right up to the box office and buy tickets if you're so inclined in this rather nice summer weather we've been having.
But do it fast before we sell out.
Well, I think that's right. That's right. You have to get there fast, so don't delay. Call before midnight tonight, and Al
walk,
will send you.
Don't run.
I'll send you an autographed copy of Jason's headshot.
Yes.
All right. Let's get back to the story of the show here, and a little bit more detail. This next song that we're going to listen to has an interesting title. Amy, what is the title in reference to?
It is Rufhausen mit Schuffhausen, and I'm sure Al can say it much better with a
Rufhausen mit Schuffhausen.
Viennese, thank you, accent. But what ends up happening in the story is, amongst other women, they decide that they can no longer be in the same town, and so they're going to make a bet, and whoever loses that bet must leave town, and the other sort of gets to stay in this glorious setting and take advantage of the wealth. And that bet, they decide, is to find a mark, and who can be the first to extrapolate $50,000 from this heiress that they find in the glamorous hotel setting. And in doing so, there's a lot of one-upmanship. We see both the best and the worst in both gentlemen, and I think that is an example where we're leading to in the next song of where the movie really does follow closely with the play. And I think the cleverness of both the book writer and the librettist and the music and lyrics sort of come together to take what many people who are familiar with the movie will remember, this Viennese doctor taking advantage of a poor soldier, of course, all pretend, in a humorous outcome, if you will.
Quite humorous outcome.
Now, I have to ask, because have both of you played these roles before?
I have not.
I have.
You have. And so, Jason, have you played just the same role, right? You've
yes.
never played Al's role.
No, I've never played Al's role.
So I think
far
be...
too young and good looking for that.
I see.
But he does say I'm the best doctor he's ever seen.
Well, all right then. Then let's get to the song and we'll find out more after the break.
I understand you are completely numb from the waist down. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
No feeling whatsoever.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I see. So this little piggy says...
Nothing.
And this little piggy, the same.
Uh-huh.
I suppose then it's futile to wiggle or doodle or jiggle this piggy. Well, ain't that a shame. And this one?
Like wood.
And this one? They're good. So that's the entire contingent. We'll have to try something a little more stringent.
Stringent?
Trust me, Fräulein, I am a doctor. When I was young and I was cute and I was in the institute, they banged it in us like a drum, the Corpus Hippocraticum. So just before you graduate, you raise your hand and stand up straight, and everybody has to quote that zippy hippocratic oath. You swear to God to heal the sick, but do no damage, that's the trick. Even if you have to lop a leg, or God forbid, an arm. If it's for the best, go crack a chest or slice them open like a vest. But first, do no harm. Yodelay. Nothing.
Nope.
A medical professional, before he starts a sessional, be sure to pause and clear his head and think on what old Hippo said. A real mensch with lots of heart bestowed on us this noble art. And let me tell you that ain't easy in 380 BC. defend the weak and mend the ill, prescribe a pill, then send a bill. For many years, the system has been a-working like a charm. But you must recollect, with great respect, Hippocrates and what he versed. First, do no
yowdly.
That's lovely, my boy.
But, Doctor, this seems so cruel.
On the contrary, Fräulein, Sergeant Benson would be the happiest man on earth if he could feel any pain. Yeah?
You bet.
Let's all yodel. Hippocraticum, like bats out of the atticum, like popes out of the Vaticum,
like nylon sheets with staticum,
like jockeys from the paddockum,
or fish sticks from the haticum,
or you, psychosomaticum, to be.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a wonderful evening talking about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Al, Jason, and Amy. And we have the two lead actors from the show here. And Jason has had experience with the role before he came to Theater by the Sea. Jason, have you ever wanted to play Al's part?
No, I don't think so.
It's the best role in the show.
Well, that's true. But not really. But I think I identify more with the character of Freddy, and I think, you know, it takes, you know, someone with a little more class and stature like Al to play that role.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice. Isn't that nice?
Flattery.
And and Al, when the show is put together, I guess the bottom line of, well, actually the bottom line for me for a lot of theater productions is I'm going to go there and I want to have a good time, and this show is definitely going to do that, right?
It is pure entertainment. It is an evening of absolute entertainment. And so this is, you know, with everything going on in the world these days, why not take a break and come down to the beach in Matunik and spend an evening with some good food at the restaurant and come to the show and laugh.
And laugh. And laugh.
And laugh.
Laugh really, yourself and silly.
The, laugh yourself really silly.
With the emphasis on ridiculous.
Yeah, emphasis silly.
All right, and talking about laughing yourself silly, Amy, I just want to comment that this season, again, has flown by. We've had the three productions so far, and now the last is an awe coming from the audience. Aww. The last production of this season, anyway, with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, just a word, it's been great with Peter Pan flying and all kinds of things happening at the theater, right?
I do think it's been a fantastic second year for us reopening the theater, and I think it's probably worthy of pointing out we have a lot of people who've never been to the theater and a lot of people who came for the first time this year, and obviously our fantastic subscribers who will be coming for the fourth time this season, that this show kind of takes the other three shows earlier in the season and turns them a little bit on their head. And much like we ended last year with The Producers, or we opened with our sneak preview with Forum, this really is one of those shows that you don't have to work really hard at it. You just have to kind of sit back and let it wash over you. We do hope maybe your cheeks and your sides ache a little bit by the end from the absurdity of it. But yeah, I think it's a great way to end the summer. It's a great way to go into fall, and it's just a good time.
A good time is going to be had by all. And Al, let me ask you about this next song. It's called "The More We Dance." Now, is that talking about a lot of people dancing or two specific people dancing? What's happening there?
Lawrence has insinuated himself between Freddie and the woman who we're trying to get the money from. And he's trying to convince her that the more fun we have, Freddie's little scheme might collapse on him.
Okay.
We don't want him to, I certainly don't want him to win the bet. I don't want him to win the bet. And I come up with a scheme of my own and try to convince her that the more fun that she and I can have, the more upset it will make Freddie.
All right.
And I think it's important to mention to the audience that is used to coming to Theater by the Sea for the big production numbers and the mad dance numbers, that this number starts out very small. And aside from this fantastic story that we're telling, there are huge production numbers of which this becomes one.
And the choreography in this production is spectacular. It's
really exciting
to
watch. So you're telling me something I hadn't expected, because I just was thinking that the basic show was going to be like three or four people, but there is big production numbers.
It's a full cast of very talented dancers and singers and comedians. It's a, as I told you, it's evening of pure entertainment.
And there you go.
And if you think Peter Pan flying was cool, just wait till you see what happens at Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
All right. I can't wait. I mean, I've seen cars on the stage at Theater by the Sea. There was that car they drove up in what show?
Crazy for You.
And Peter Pan flying. And now, some surprise that you'll find out about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. But now we're going to listen to The More We Dance.
The squishy little wishy-washy crazy little strudel in his noodle makes him lazy in the legs. So how can we affect his soul, direct his soul, to make him all stick a question that his situation begs? Way down deep there at the root, he really wants to shake his booty, so I think here's what our duty with him is. Find a way we can convince his mind to send a signal down the spine. To the behind, where all the rhythm is. The more we dance, the more he sees. The more we tease, the more he burns. The more he yearns to move his knees like Sid Cherise. The more he learns that life is bursting with joy. So limit, here it is, boys, so give it a chance. The more we dance, the more we dine. The more he'll whine, the more he'll pout, until he finally bottoms out. And then he'll rise and he'll shine and he'll dance. So let's dance! The more he'll have to join right in. The more we glow and show our joy, the more I'm sure we'll cure the boy. It isn't easy to put him through it. Remember, we do it on his behalf. So let's go for in his go face while we imbibe and we embrace. No more I don't, no more I won't, no more I can't. So let's dance.
Thank you.
I have an idea. Love put him into that chair. Perhaps love can get him out of it.
What do you mean?
The more we squeeze, the more we kiss.
Oh, you mean like this?
Gott in Himmel!
Is that all right?
Yeah, wunderbar. We must be cruel to fuel his desire. Let's put another love on the fire. Come on, let's jump. Let's dip. Maybe the jump will get a grip. The Macarena will make him saner, as we say in Vienna. All right.
The more we flirt, the more they'll hurt. The more his heart will start to hurt.
Now, Jason, talking about some of the music in the song in the show, would you consider yourself, because I ask this to a lot of people that have come into Theater by the Sea, are you an actor that sings in this show, or are you just an actor, or are you a singer that is acting?
Well, I think it's important, not to get serious, but I think it's important to always be an actor first, you know, because that's what we're doing. We're pretending. We're acting. And then everything else kind of follows suit. But I do sing in the show. We both sing in the show. And as a matter of fact, everybody sings in the show because it's a musical.
Well, there would be that. That's a good thing. I'm glad it's working out that way.
And, I just stand there and look good.
That is true.
But this next song is the reason I kind of asked the question. It's called Love Is My Legs. Tell us, you know, it's kind of a weird title. What's happening there?
Well, rewinding just a bit, Freddie, Sergeant Benson, I'm playing at this point, Freddie Benson, pretends he's a injured war or a military type person to get the sympathy of Christine, who's played by Lisa Ewan, I should mention, who's wonderful and very, very funny and talented.
Why didn't we bring Lisa here?
Well, the paparazzi was taking up too much room. Okay. And
she had another gig. He decides he's going to be in this wheelchair, and so this is what gives Lawrence's character the impetus to say, well, let's make him dance. Let's see if we can get him out of that, and let's make the game be over now. Well, Freddie comes in and is trying to up it one more, the ante one more time, and, you know, just says to Christine, who Lisa plays, that... if I could just walk again, if I could just have the love in my life that would help me get out of this chair. And he sings this ridiculous song about love is my legs. And it's this really over the top kind of really like 80s pop ballad, like power ballad. And it's just ridiculous. And it totally gives you that feeling of being transported back into that era, like even a 70s. Like, it's almost like Barry Manilow or like, you know, it's that kind of thing.
MTV.
Yeah.
Right. And it would be safe to say it's not the kind of music that people usually listen to on our station. But here we go with Love Is My Legs. And then we'll take another short break and be back with more with Theater by the Sea.
I tried to fly, but both my wings would cramp till you came along and lit the lamp to guide me to my exit ramp. Love is my legs, and you are my love, so you are my legs, my love. To start once again.
Now stand up and walk to me.
I can't.
You can. Breathe on the toes attached to your feet.
stand over there.
Here?
Further.
How far do you want to go?
All the way.
Love is my lips.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back, and we are talking with Theater by the Sea and their presentation of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Amy is here once again for her, I think, ninth show on Conducting
Yay!
Conversations. The audience is applauding. The paparazzi is taking pictures because now she's famous. And Amy, it's always great to have you back. And we're also here with Al and Jason. And Al and Jason are playing the two main characters, Lawrence and Freddie. And Amy, back to you about... maybe we should, well, at the end of the show, we'll give them the information about how to get tickets and so forth. But just kind of recap and tell us where we are now.
The show, I think, sort of combines a lot of different things. And we had spoken earlier about the movie translation into it. And I think you have very clever ways of translating that. And in the way that we just had this crazy sort of rock ballad, love song... you know, there might be the hint of romance on a more real level, too, not to give away any secrets. But we sort of fly through a lot of different musical styles. And I think the thing that I was drawn, one of the things that drew me to this particular piece and choosing it for the season is it really is, I think, a great example of taking music and allowing it to help the story, to really tell the story along. And it takes everybody to tell that story and commit to the styles, which sort of leads us to Love Sneaks In, which is completely different stylistically, particularly from the song we just heard. And I think it takes the character of Lawrence, who's a little more traditional, or at least that's his persona, a little more thoughtful, perhaps even a little more educated, and illustrates the way that he would speak. But, of course, it's a musical, as we've established, so it's done in song.
All right, so we'll listen to Love Sneaks In.
Sneaks in when everything seems quiet, sets the bait, and like a fool you buy it. Your famous self-possession's vanished from your repertoire. This is what can happen when you leave the door ajar, and love sneaks in and whispers to you sweetly, silly words that change your life completely. You're fumbling in the dark, the master's now the mark. You're out of luck if love sneaks in on you. The player has been nicely played. The mocker's now the mocked. That's what tends to happen when you leave yourself unlocked, and love sneaks through the usual defenses, the sighs, the smirks, the stale old pretenses. What's gone is what you were, what's left is all a blur. You're stung, you're stuck, for love snuck in with her.
So see, when we came back, it was like, oh, no, you take it. No, I'll take it. No, all right. Because we want to get more information and more conversation going with Al and Jason. And this next number is called Dirty Rotten Number. So I guess what we need to do is find out from you whichever one of you wants to take it. And looks like Jason's taking it. What about Dirty Rotten Number?
Seems that by the time we arrive at this part of the play that... things are calming down. The season, as they say, is over. All the marks have left town, and it's time for Freddie to be moving on. They take a little minute to reflect on what has just happened and maybe on a lifetime of conning. And maybe we need to take a little pause from that. Maybe Lawrence is thinking that he might give up the game for a while. You know, enjoy his life.
We don't want to go too far to the end here to make sure we give anything away.
No, we're not giving anything away.
They look back and they realize there was a lot of joy and glee. I mean, these are a lot of words we've been using in rehearsal. I mean, it's not just fun. It's the fact that these two guys actually love what they do. They enjoy it, and it brings them such pleasure.
Mm-hmm. I think they found something in each other that there's been missing in both of their lives separately, and they realize that they have this really great friendship. Don't you agree?
The love story is between Al and
I choose to use the word bromance.
That's
there
right.
You go.
It's a bromance.
It's a bromance.
It is a bromance. Give me a fist bump.
It's a man love thing. All right.
It's a bromance.
As we say in the sports world, it's a man love thing that's going on. All right. Well, we'll go to the number, Dirty Rotten Number.
You may be master of your chosen occupation, with several strings of polo ponies in your stable. You must remember all the same that at the crux of every game is knowing when it's time to leave the table. And it's important to be artful in your exit. No turning back, you must accept the con is done. But now and then you might recall the moments when you had it all. You had the charm, you had the talent, and my God, you had some fun. It was a ball, it was a blast, and it's a shame it couldn't last. But every chapter has to end, you must agree. It was a joy, it was sublime, a splendid way to earn a dime for a dirty, rotten guy like me. When you look back on all your conquests and deceptions, you see a thousand flawless pearls set in a strand, laid out from Fioris to Rome, each one as perfect as a poem, an opus to be proud of, though it's written in the sand. It was a ball, it was a thrill, you had the grace, you had the skill, to know exactly what to say and what to do. You wouldn't trade a single day, or have it any other way. A dirty, rotten guy like
it's almost a religion, the need to take a pigeon and to play your part with elegance and zest. But when it's time to fold the act and your duffel bag is packed, take comfort in the fact that you've been working with the best. It was a blast, it was a ball, it was a gas, I loved it all, 'cause
was hanging with a man and that's a plug.
You've got the bug.
You got the guts.
You got the nerve.
You got the nuts.
I guess we're dirty rotten.
We're
brooks.
Dirty rotten scuts.
Dirty rotten.
Ow! It was a trip. It was a blast. It was a shame. It couldn't last. Cause it was almost too ridiculous to discuss.
So we got screwed for 50 grand.
I think we still deserve a hand. Dirty, rotten.
Another hour has flown by with Theater by the Sea and Company. Al and Jason, I want to thank you both for coming in today and bringing your charm and wit to this audience.
Thank you for having us. And if you think this show was fun, this radio show, you need to come and see Dirty
Jason
Rotten Scoundrels
Gilman.
At Theater by the Sea.
Anywhere.
Because you need, we said it was a comedy. You need to hear Jason sing these songs.
Yes.
Oh,
I bring a comedic take on singing.
And Al, don't forget, if you are listening and you're in the Old Saybrook area, go to Thurston's.
At the Old Saybrook Shopping Center.
At the Old Saybrook Shopping Center and check in. And will they get a discount if they mention your name? I guess not. All right, Amy, we're going to go back to you now.
I got to call my mother.
Let's continue the shameless plugs for a minute and say that if you think having this interview is fun, try out rehearsing with them. But no, really, the show is going to be so much fun and shameless plug all over the place. Buy your tickets. Go to the website, theaterbythesea.com. Visit us at the box office 10 to 4 every day of the week. Or call us, 401-782-TKTS. We have two great children's shows left in the season. Of course, the Bistro does a fantastic dinner. We have our cabaret late night afterwards that they provide for those people that really want to make a night of it. And we will be announcing the 2010 season on opening night and reminding all of our audiences that come to see the show what's in store for them next year. So dun dun dun. But yeah, let's just put it out there for what it is. This is a show that is a lot more fun to do with an audience.
All right, sounds great. And Al, once again, thank you for being here. And Jason, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it.
And I look forward to this production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Sounds like it's going to be a great amount of fun. And thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.